I'm Maureen Dillon Teasdale, CJMQ 88.9 FM, and today I'm talking with Corey Mora. He runs the three franchises of Domino's Pizza here in town in Sherbrooke. So welcome, Corey.
Hi, welcome. I hope everybody's safe out there and is in good health.
How are you and your family doing and Domino's in general?
Well, with my two-year-old daughters, for them, it's not much of a change,
okay,
other than the fact that daddy's home a little bit more than usual. But they don't go out very much anyway, so for them it's easy, and a little bit harder on my wife because she can't go out at all. So, and with the restaurants, well, life has changed. We've closed all of our sit-down seating area to customers. We've closed our stores to pickups and things like that, and we're focusing strictly 100% on delivery at this time.
Okay, so tell us how it works.
So what we're doing is we're very busy training our staff on doing zero contact delivery. So what that involves is that you can place your order online. There's actually a special button that you can push that it's for zero contact delivery. And what this will do, it will prompt you to pay online. It will also leave a message for the driver that the payment has already been made. And so when the driver gets to the door with the order, we will place the order onto a table or chair. The customer is notified of these exercises online. To have a place for us to put the order. They then either ring the doorbell or call the customer with their cell phone and let them know that their order has arrived, and then they can stand back and the customer opens the door and takes the order, and there's an actual, safe distance, 6 feet minimum, between our driver and the customer.
Okay, so that's really worked out well.
Yeah, we've had to adapt. We're kind of blessed that we're part of a franchise organization, because we've been in contact with Domino's. We have two meetings actually every week to discuss best practices. Domino's being a global company, we've taken some learnings from China, from Europe, from other countries in the Asian market, where, throughout this whole pandemic, Domino's has remained open and servicing our customers. And so we've been able to develop a lot of these exercises throughout these countries. And we are kind of fortunate in a way that we're on, one of the last countries to kind of get into this pandemic. So we're able to use these learnings to really help our customers, because our priority is to make sure that, we're blessed to be open. So I want to make sure that our staff is safe. I want to make sure that our customers are safe. And now that we're working on all of those details, now we can do the other things that we do on an ongoing basis, which is take care of the needs of our community, so which is very important. But we have to do things in steps. So, this is a learning process for all of us. When you're creating a new normal, it's not easy, and it's an adjustment for everyone.
Right. I like that saying, creating a new normal. So have you had to have more staff in? How was the morale of the staff, too?
Well, this is it's a scary situation. So we have had some team members make the choice that, I'm not comfortable to work, so I want to stay home. We have some employees that are taking care of their parents. that have underlying conditions. So they've chosen not to work because they don't want to bring something home in the event that that happens. They don't want to be in the public, which is totally understandable. We have actually hired people during this pandemic because, you know, again, we've changed a lot of things. We have a cleaning crew that all they do is clean all day long because it's that important. It's always been important, but there's no shortcuts now. And so we're making sure that these things get taken care of. And, you know, again, it's the safety of our team members, the safety of our customers, and, you know, our community at large. So that's where we're at.
Good. It sounds like you haven't missed a beat as far as adapting to a new situation, new normal, as you put it. Now, you have three restaurants. You have three stores in Sherbrooke. You have one on Belvedere Street. And
yes.
Okay. And you have two others?
Yes. We have one on Richards in East.
Yes.
Now, the one on Richard, we've temporarily closed.
Okay.
Because we needed to move the employees to the other two stores. Mm-hmm. Because of our delivery volumes, they increased, obviously, but we needed the help there. So it was just too much to, you know, we want to maintain our service, and so we're learning through this. So we closed the unit temporarily. Those customers that live in that area can still call a store. All the calls get directed to the Domino's on Belvedere, and we make the deliveries from Belvedere.
Okay, that's a good system. Now, would you like to give us the address of the website?
Absolutely. It's www.dominoes.ca, and you can call, you can dial up, you can enter in all your information, you can do all your payments online. It's all secure. Once you make your payment, the system deletes your information so that next time you order, you always have to enter in your payment information. You cannot save it online. So we're trying to make things secure for our customers and for the general population.
Okay, those are really good security measures. Now, for those people out there that may not be on internet, may not have a computer, is there a phone number?
Absolutely. So for Lennoxville area, you can call 819-346-6767. When you are on the phone, please mention that you want zero contact delivery, and they will put that into your order. And obviously, you have to do the payment with the machine at that point. However, we have PayPass, so the actual contact is very minimal. And again, with the cleaning, we clean those machines after each use. So, we're really paying attention to those. If you live in the east part of Sherbrooke, you can call 819-822-2022. And again, if you're in the northwest of Sherbrooke, you can still call 822-2223, and your calls will be redirected to the Belvedere location.
Okay, right on top of things. Great, and great security measures, too. Now, do you have a message for the townshipers?
You know, honestly, I could only think of one thing, and that is to please stay safe. We're living through a time where, you know what, our life is being disrupted. We just have to adjust and, you know, make the best of it. It is really for our own good that we do these things. We need to help the people on the front lines by staying home. And I know that that's difficult, but it really is necessary for us to do that. We're going to get through this. Our society is going to be stronger. we're townshipers, you know, minus 40 in the winter. We can handle this, and we have jobs to do around the house. It's a good time to get them done. So when we can go out, we can just enjoy what really matters, and that's our family and our friends. All in due time.
Okay, great message, Corey. Now, did I leave anything out? Anything else you'd like to add?
I don't think so. You know, again, just let's stay safe, and that's really the a great message to live by. We're actually working on a hiring campaign, so I'll probably pass that information on as well, because I know there's a lot of people that are looking for work, and I know it's amazing because I even hired some people that work in the school system.
Okay. Oh, okay.
Because they're not working, and you know, most people would rather have something to pass their time, and these opportunities are out there, and I just want to make sure that, you know, if you are looking, well, we're looking too, so we need to match them up. We are hiring. We are looking for managers, and, you know, it's business as usual. We have a great team, and we're looking to add to it and build onto it. So.
Okay, and to get in contact, they would call or visit the website. What's best?
I can give you my work email address.
Okay.
They can just send their CV to that.
Mm-hmm.
So, and it's my email is Corey W. Morin. So that's CoreyWMorin@gmail.com.
Okay, well, thanks very much, Corey, and all the best to you.
Yeah, you too.
Okay.
Take care, please.
Okay, bye.
All right. Bye. Bye-bye.